Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome 2025. If you notice, my mission accepted audience, I rarely say a date because I know that this show will be seen over and over and over again, but I really wanted to, and honestly, for the first time in our podcast experience together, am I designating a show to opening a whole new year. I want to say thank you so much. You have been with us through incredible, vast growth and changes and expansion. If I think of 2024, I think about collaboration and expansion in a way that I never saw as a possibility, not only in our business and not only with myself and my personal development, but honestly with the world. For us, our world got bigger in 2024. The decisions that we made from a business standpoint, from taking on the mission went very large. And even just when I talk about the 262 project, when we say from Kenya to Canada, and it continues to add countries and people from other countries, and that's been very expansive. But the interesting thing is the world has also been that way. It wasn't just exclusive to us. And I think about all the conversations that I have with people that are on a mission. And honestly, mission can be anything from adding a new child to your family. That's a pretty form of expansion, right? That's a mission. All the way to the decisions and the personal development and the business development to someone who's launching in multiple countries. I am seeing communities grow in the vast. I'm seeing people grabbing communities, bringing them together. I think it was an acknowledgement that it has been very lonely as an entrepreneur, and we came out of a very isolated time, right? That the results of being more isolated and away from each other started to really rise, and people were like, we need people again. Let's expand. And everything became very global in a very different way, global in a very accessible way. I don't think that people haven't been global thinkers. There's, you know, I don't know about you, but I love documentaries, and there's all sorts of things that we learn about history in other countries that play a part. But I think what really happened is that it became accessible. And we certainly at Mission Accepted tapped into that accessibility. You saw us do things from Zoom to live launches to I live in Vancouver, Canada, to being in Ireland, doing an incredible launch and extending our invitations in that beautiful country, and then flying down to the United States and Los Angeles and being at the Emmys hand gifting, you know, lounge where we were gifting out, you know, my son with his products and us with our book. And all of that became accessible and very doable. And it was almost a very interesting process to go through. You're like, I'm going where? Like, it was really, I call 2024 was a year of the unforeseen. It was like, oh, sure, we're doing that now, because all of a sudden we had a call because someone put us together to put us together. And so we were able to bring you on Mission Accepted podcast the most incredible people doing the incredible things. We launched things like group podcasts because there was so many people doing so many cool things, even in the same sector. The idea of competition is really not a conversation that happens. It doesn't mean that we don't have people doing the same thing and that you don't have to make those marketing decisions. And, you know, you don't want your brand to look like another company and all the things, right? But by nature, the walls dropped in terms of competing. And I was aligning and collaborating, and this coach and this coach and this coach and this coach all came to speak on a group podcast about the power of coaching, just about the power of coaching, the power of marketing, the power of direct sales, the power of a certain business medium. And they were all there collaboratively sharing that same mission. That's really interesting. You would not probably have seen that 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. It's just people are like, yeah, no, I'm good. I just want to do a solo show. So there's a whole bunch of changes that have happened. And if you are in business, or you decided to come into business, or you take the plunge, or you started a nonprofit or profit, you're probably experiencing that. And if you're new, you probably wouldn't have anything to compare it to. You just think this is the way it's always been. But there's, I think, been a lot of people, you know, marching that march and breaking that barriers for that to happen. And now the world is really full of abundance. It really is an abundant time. And I was having a great conversation with someone who you may or may not know, and that was Carmel prior to this show, because she's behind the scenes, right? And we were having a conversation about the show, and we were talking about what next year looks like and what is it. And I said, it's really interesting because it's two elements that would not normally go together. What we have in store for you, and what we have planned for you, and what I have planned for my personal development and my business development, and who I want to be and how I want to show up in the world, is really two things. One is, we are taking, and you are going to see Mission Accepted Podcast and all we do, and Dev Drummond and all we do, and 262 and all we do, right, really start to play in what you're going to foresee as grandeur. We're going to be hitting bigger stages. We're going to have bigger opportunities. We're going to allow people to come play and really be platformed. That's really important to us. Mission Accepted Podcast, it's a platform. I honestly woke up one day, I'd never even watched a podcast, and I heard a message to start a podcast many years ago. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And I was talking to a woman about this yesterday. I go, you know, I don't normally do everything that I'm told, but for some reason, that voice gets me to do things that I would never do if someone else just said, I think you should start a podcast. I'm like, I think you should be talking to somebody else, you know, that unforeseen voice that somehow saw what was coming. So it's going to be a very big year of grandeur and ideas and concepts and putting it out there and continue to brave up and go into uncharted territory. But honestly, the word that steps in alongside grandeur is simplicity. Like, interestingly enough, by taking the company bigger, it's going to make my life simpler. And that might not be, even for myself, years ago, I would not have put those two together. But it's about how we're going to do our business that is going to allow for that simplicity. And really, it is pretty simple. And so we're pretty formulated at this point. We make decisions sometimes on gut and figure it out later. I mean, we still do that. We're like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's reverse engineer that one. The gut says yes, and now we figure it out. And then there's some times where we make a conscious decision to see if this is the best decision for the business. And then we make the decisions to say yes. But it is going to be a simpler, more successful, more expansive. We have guests that are waiting to come on that you're going to see that are really going to just blow you away. Not because they're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, so successful, but because they're good humans doing good people work. Right, that are making real impact, either in their community or in a global. It doesn't really matter. What I think that I have seen, and I hope that you see with all the guests that we bring on, is everybody has something really special to offer. Everyone is freely giving you advice to help you move to the next level. If there's anything podcasts have done, it literally is a plethora, you know, depending on what show you listen to, I guess, plethora of advice that you can tap into and gemstone your way to a different place in your life and being able to access new things. I myself am always, what a good friend of mine says, sharpening my axe. Look at, I hired a private TikTok person. I don't have a TikTok account because it's not kind of where my community lies, but it's where my son's community lies. And I want to stay current. Now, I know TikTok, but I don't know TikTok. I'm like, honey, come on over and get me to know TikTok, because it's just not one of the mediums that I play a lot in, and I want to stay current. Those are some of the things that I do. You're doing some things yourself to stay current in your business. And you know what? I could have gone to a movie or a concert. Oh, you know what I mean? But we don't. We do things that are unforeseen and maybe that we don't know about, so that we can learn more and be better at what we do. So I am super grateful that you actually tap into Mission Accepted, and that I know that you're getting value here. And that's what's important to myself and to the guest who shows up and knows that we're doing this as part of our betterment to the humankind, Particularly, we know that most people that are listening to us either like to laugh at people that take the mission because it's funny, because they're like, no, thank you. Or you're on a mission and you somehow get inspired, motivation, or education from us. And we're super grateful. So thank you very much. We are in for an incredible year together. Hang out with us. Everything we do, you have an invitation. You are sitting in the front stage. You have an official backstage pass to everything we do. Anything that you hear that we're doing and you want to be a part of, you just go to devdrummond.com and send me a private message. I'll get it. It goes to me first. So you're not having to swim through a team. The other thing is my guests do not come on unless they're accessible. If you've heard it 1,000 times, you've heard me. I'm a lot about accessibility. So if you want to reach out to one of my guests, I'm happy to introduce you. No matter how celebrity they may be, they're there for you as well. That's why we do this. So 2025, may you set your intentions and do everything that you can to attract into your world everything that you need to be able to attract everything into your world. And if you get that, I know that you're on a personal development journey. So thank you again.